Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
CES. Remember CES? The Consumer Electronics Show, the annual showcase for new technology? Well, it's back in full force this year after 2 years of pandemic turbulence. The Las Vegas conference includes everything from flying cars to smart audio glasses from Paula Abdul to roller skates with motors. And The Verge's managing editor, Alex Kranz, is here to review the latest with us. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
So, Alex, what trends are emerging this year at CES?
Well, I think everybody is very excited to be back, and we're seeing a lot of companies that maybe saved things for the last 2 years, didn't really want to disturb while COVID was impacting the show, and now they're back and they're showing off everything. So we're seeing a lot of really wild stuff this year.
Oh, tell us.
Yeah, I've been pretty surprised. I mean, you're seeing the kind of typical wild stuff like rollerblades that have motors in them and that sort of thing. But you're also seeing stuff like Withings has a new urine sensor that you put in your toilet that's intended to let you test hormone levels as well as vitamin C levels, just kind of the whole gamut of quick health tests. And I thought what was really interesting is that they're very conscious of the personal security around it. They realize that a lot of states in the United States now are using a lot of technology to kind of determine if someone's pregnant, when they were pregnant. So Withings is very conscious of the fact that some police would like to have that data in case they want to process a woman who might be pregnant and use that against that woman in the court of law. And Withings is super mindful of that and saying, oh, you know what? If that starts happening, we'll probably rethink this product because we're not going to be selling data and we certainly don't want to be giving that data to the police.
Hmm. Okay. So you mentioned there's some other personal security type things that have been on display.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of these companies just be much, much more mindful of that. I thought Withings was one of the companies that was most vocal about it. As far as other kind of trends go, we're also seeing a lot of concept cars come out. For the last few years, concept cars have been kind of quiet. They haven't really made a lot of sense. And this year, we saw a lot of these concept cars, all of them with AI inside, all of them trying to be smart, all of them trying to kind of bring Siri and Google Assistant and Alexa, that kind of idea of a personal assistant, into the automobile. How likely that is to come into your automobile in the near future remains to be seen, but that's where these companies are thinking.
Okay, and I mentioned flying cars. It seems like they're available for pre-order this year. Is this tech even going to make it to market?
I wouldn't get your hopes up anytime soon. We've been having the promise of flying cars for probably about 50 years now, and there's a lot in the way of that. Most of the flying cars we see now are really more like supersized drones that you can sit in. So I don't necessarily know if most people want that experience. And I think it's going to be a while until the government says, yes, you can fly your personal human drone around the city.
I can only imagine what us guys would look like. I don't know that I like that idea, but there are some other products out there which, you know, might be good for just the regular person. One that you brought to our attention was a makeup product that might be able to print the perfect eyebrows onto your face.
Yes, L'Oreal, the makeup maker, they've actually come to the CES a couple of times. This year, they're doing the Brow Magic, which you scan your face with your phone, and then you can kind of test different eyebrows you like. And then you just take the printer that they're making in conjunction with a company called Prinker, and you just kind of drag it across your eyebrow, and you have a whole new, hopefully fuller, thicker eyebrow. It's very similar to temporary tattoos, but unlike a temporary tattoo, you just use makeup remover to take it off. You don't have to wait. You don't have to really scrub at it. You just do a swipe and you can go again. So if you don't like the eyebrow the first time, you can repeat the process a few more times.
Love it. Now, just to end up, inflation obviously still sky high. Amazon just announced that it's laying off 18,000 workers. More are expected in the tech industry to be laid off this year. So can we understand the conference's kind of part of an advertising blitz ahead of what could be a really tough tech year ahead?
Absolutely. These companies are like CES is all about selling. They're trying to sell to the big vendors like Best Buy and Amazon itself, while also trying to sell their products. Amazon was out there in full force this year, really showing off its smart home capabilities, working with a lot of partners with the introduction of this new smart home standard called Matter. And these guys really want to sell everything to us in the hopes that they can continue to remain staffed as they go into a really, really difficult 2023.
That's The Verge's Alex Kranz talking about CES 2023. Alex, thank you.
Thank you.